I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 16th, 2026. The Pentagon has identified all six Air Force personnel killed when their refueling tanker crashed in western Iraq on March 12th. As Curtis Tate reports, the crew included a Kentucky resident.
Technical Sergeant Ashley Pruitt of Bardstown was one of six airmen killed in the crash. The KC-135's crew was supporting Operation Epic Fury when the crash occurred. Pruitt, 34, is the second Kentuckian killed in U.S. military operations against the Iranian regime. U.S. Army Sergeant Benjamin Pennington, 26, of Glendale, died of wounds sustained in a March 1st attack on the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Pruitt and two of her crew members were assigned to the 6th Air Refueling Wing at MacDill Air Base in Florida. The other three were assigned to the 121st Air Refueling Wing at Rickenbacker Air National Guard Base in Columbus, Ohio. The Air Force is investigating the crash. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Growing up in central Appalachia in the 1950s, Ron Flannery saw railroad workers as larger-than-life figures, especially the men who operated the Louisville and Nashville Railroad's M1s, or Big Emmas, the company's last steam locomotives.
These guys within their community were somebody. You know, you knew that these guys, you know, oh, he's an engineer for the LM. You know, youngsters like me looked up to these guys like, wow, you know, I can't imagine doing a job like that. I'd love to do that.
LNN scrapped its M1 fleet nearly 70 years ago, and none survived. Flannery published a book in tribute to the powerful engines in 2024 titled Big Emma, which railroad workers affectionately called them. One of his co-authors and longtime LNN employees, Charlie Kastner, died last month at the age of 97. To learn more about their work, see pictures of the Big Emma and hear the sounds of its whistle, go to weku.org. The FBI announced 2 years ago it was investigating Kentucky-based addiction recovery care for potential Medicaid fraud. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Sonka reports on new details of allegations that ARC received unusually large payments for fraudulently billed services.
A filing from a new lawsuit included a draft copy of a $28 million settlement between ARC and federal prosecutors. A whistleblower alleges ARC fraudulently billed Medicaid for non-clinical psychoeducation services. A new federal database shows ARC received $70 million for psychoeducation in 2023 and 2024, which was 20% of what Medicaid paid out in the entire country for that service. GOP Representative Ken Fleming of Louisville says those numbers show the administration of Governor Andy Beshear missed red flags.
To me, it's a direct failure in the administration and not overseeing and managing taxpayers' money. I mean, it's pretty blatant that it's really disturbing.
Kentucky is the only state in the region to pay for psychoeducation. State records show Kentucky quadrupled Medicaid spending on this service in 2024 to more than $165 million. GOP Senator Chris McDaniel of Ryland Heights says ARC was the most glaring example of an addiction treatment provider being allowed to abuse the system.
There is no rational explanation other than one of the most basic human explanations, which is greed. We have people in this state who have figured out how to make addicts big money, and they've enriched themselves.
The Beshear administration says they implemented reforms to reduce psychoeducation spending last year. A spokesperson for ARC did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Joe Salka in Frankfort.
The annual single elimination tournament that crowns Kentucky's top boys high school basketball team gets underway Wednesday. The boys' Sweet 16 tournament is being held at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Some of Wednesday's first-round games include Louisville St. X facing Covington Catholic, Danville Christian against Great Crossing of Georgetown, and Warren Central versus North Laurel. First-round games on Thursday include Marshall County against Boyd County and Louisville Butler taking on Hazard. The tournament wraps up Saturday when the remaining four teams compete in two semifinal matchups, with the winners facing off that night for the state championship. The Kentucky girls' Sweet 16 concluded this past Saturday with the George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals defeating Assumption for their first ever state crown. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.